Representative Seaton, let's start with last Friday. The House reversed its vote from paying $2,700 in permanent fund dividends to pay $1,600 instead. What changed?
Well, there weren't sufficient votes to pass the budget at that kind of a level. That's an unsustainable draw from the permanent fund. It was an unsustainable way since we haven't been able to raise any new revenues.
And the House did pass the budget on Monday 21-19 and sent it to the Senate. The Senate matched the House's proposal to pay $1,600 in permanent dividend fund dividends, but it also includes some changes from the House budget. For instance, it includes $73 million less in unrestricted general funds for the state health department, but it also proposes to spend nearly $200 million on cash tax credit payments owed to small oil companies. What do you make of the changes?
Well, there's a number of changes there. First of all, they refused to inflation-proof in the budget the permanent fund corpus, or the principal of the fund, which we had inflation-proofed. That was $942 million, and that is a transfer from the earnings reserve account to inflation-proof the principal of the account. That's required in statute. We were doing it for the first time. It's been done in 3 years, and they took that out. We'll be talking about those things in conference. It doesn't make sense to us to build in future supplemental budgets. Medicaid are required payments. We're reimbursing the providers for the services that we require them to provide, and you know, we had a big supplementalist last year, $100 million, and we were taking care of that by making sure those were incorporated into this year's budget. The Senate taking those things out would mean those would come back as supplementals. Of course, there's a big difference in the production tax credits. They want to pay about 60% of all of the money we receive from production taxes. They want to pay that for retiring these credits. That's never what the House or Senate voted on when those cash credits were there. It was supposed to be either 10% or 15% of the revenue we received from production tax would go into the fund to pay those. That doesn't make any sense to most of us.
The Senate also put out a rewritten version of the House's plan to fund education separately and earlier than the rest of the budget. But instead of funding from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, the Senate proposed funding from the state's general fund. Can you talk about your thoughts on this?
The amounts of money for education are exactly the same as whether it's in one budget or two budgets. And what they're attempting to do is take two draws from the earnings reserve of the permanent fund and transfer that out into the general fund and have some of that bulk up the constitutional budget reserve. And so this plan to is basically saying, gee, our real our savings account is running low, so let's take money out of the earnings reserve of the permanent fund and put that into the constitutional budget reserve. And I think that my perspective on that is that if they do that, then they'll say, oh, well, we have money in the constitutional budget reserve for the next 3 years, so we don't need to balance our revenues and expenses. And so I think they'll be on the same tact of saying they're not going to diversify our revenue source in any way. So that is my problem with the way they're approaching that, but I'm happy that we're working together at least on trying to get early funding of education.